when I was ready for it.
Go Dells.
Twaddle.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Well, as usual, I have good news for you. And the good news is this. Every time I say this, I change it just slightly. But there is only ever one problem, people. There is only ever one answer. And the reason that you don't get that through your consciousness, through your thinking, is because you keep looking at conditions. You look at conditions. Conditions will do nothing for you. Conditions are already an effect. They can't do anything and they cannot cause anything. Only your consciousness can cause things. Only your consciousness is the only causation in the entire universe. So when things are not working in your life, it is because there's something not working right in your consciousness, which means in your thinking. But the world loves to tell you, no, it's something else that's causing that. It's always going to be your consciousness. Here again, just one thing. This whole teaching and life itself is very simple because there's only ever one thing. You don't have to go down the gamut like everybody else does and think, oh, now I have to figure out what it is. Well, maybe it was because of this, and maybe it was because of that. Now, maybe if I did that, and then maybe da 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 da. No. Sit down and look at what you're thinking about. Look at what you're thinking about. Because what you think about, you bring about. This is an absolute law. And it works all the time. It works for everybody. Never takes a day off. Just keeps going. And whatever you think into it, it gives back to you. It doesn't care what you think into it. It's completely neutral on that subject. It's completely impersonal. It rains on the just and it rains on the unjust. So don't let your mind tell you that it's something else all the time. I'm too heavy, I'm too fat, I'm too old, I'm not this, I'm this and that. That's a bunch of bull. None of that has anything to do with anything. It's your thinking. It's your thinking. It is your consciousness that's drawing everything to you. Everything to you. So you look around and you see what you drew to yourself. And if you don't like it, you say, oh, I have to change my mind about that. I have to change my mind about that. But we love to hold on. We love to hold on to all these little things that we think are real. And they're not real at all. There's only consciousness, not conditions out there. The world likes to deal in conditions all the time. And what good does it do? It doesn't heal a thing. The only thing that heals is your consciousness. And we, from day one, we start to get input into our minds. And we start to hear what other people are saying. We're always born into a conversation that is already going on. And we absorb all these things. But now we're older and we're in this teaching. We have to be able to see what our mind is doing to us all the time. We have to realize that we are not our mind. Our mind is ours to use. And we have to learn how to control it and how to use it. We constantly think that our thinking is us. It is not us at all. It's just thinking. You can change it any time you want to change it. But you hold on to little things in race mind all the time. So if you're not getting what you want, it's not because God is holding it back from you. God never does that. And it's not because God doesn't like you or God shows favors, because God doesn't do that either. You have to take full responsibility and sit down and say, something in my consciousness, without blame, without shame, without anything. If you know that, that it's your thinking that's doing it, Why won't you change your thinking? Why won't you change your thinking? One thing to do in life is to change your thinking. And how are we going to change our thinking? We have to change our thinking about ourselves. We have to think and change our thinking. We have to get a good idea of ourselves. We have to know that we're connected to this power. These are the things. This power is always working. And it's always working through us. But sometimes it's difficult for the power to work through when your consciousness is loaded with all this other stuff going on. All the denials, all the doubts, all this. So make up your mind that there's only one power. It works through your consciousness. If you're not getting what you want, it's because your consciousness isn't right. And you can change your consciousness. But you have to do that. Ernest Holmes says, if you have to deny something a million times till you get it right, you deny it a million times. So every time one of those things pops up in your mind, you have to sit right down and negate that. And you have to know who you are. Very easy when you do that. And then things will just keep coming to you. And you'll discover how this mind works. You'll discover how sensitive this mind is to you. That it is always listening. It is always listening. And even little subtle things, it picks up on. Very sensitive. Tell you a cute story. I use a little, what's called a neti pot, that cleans out my sinuses. And I wasn't getting the results I wanted with the salt, with the saline solution and all. And I thought, you know, I think I could put hydrogen peroxide in there. God, much like a quarter of a teaspoon or something like that. I wonder if that's good. And I figured the demo. I thought, okay, I'll try it. So I tried it. It didn't burn my nose out or anything. But I said to myself, show me, tell me, is this all right to do? That same day, over the computer, came an email from my friendly Anna in New York, the uses of hydrogen peroxide. One of them is you can put it in your nose. One of it is you can put it in your nose. Now, people may pass that off and say, oh, that's just a coincidence. Anna doesn't send me things. Leanna doesn't send me things. Right there. Now, was I amazed? Yes, but I said, thank you. See? It's very sensitive. He says, listen, that's the whole idea behind. Ask, and it will be given unto you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and the door will open. And you knock on that door until it opens. Until it opens. If you are not making a demonstration, it's because you're not knocking loud enough. You have some doubt that it's not working. And or you're not definite. You're not specific. And you're not definite. You have to be all those things. You have to know exactly what you want. And you have to tell mine, this is exactly what I want. Now, I was working with another person. He said, why is this damn outlining? I hate that. I don't know where that outline crap came from. I'm blaming it on Unity, by the way, myself, because I think they're the ones who say you don't outline. That is not an outline, people. An outline is, I want a particular home on Green Street, number 342.
No, you don't.
But Jones lives in there. You can't have that house, but you can have one similar to that house. Outlining is trying to take something away from somebody else. That's what outlining is. But you be absolutely specific in what you want, and you will get that. Or something even better that you don't know even existed, because we're using a finite mind, and we're putting that into infinite mind, and infinite mind can figure it out better than we can. So you allow this mind of God, to work for you. To work for you. That takes your responsibility away. once you do a treatment, you're not responsible for anything else. What happens? You have just turned that over. When you drop a letter in the mailbox, you don't. You've lost all responsibility. Somebody else delivers it. The same way with the treatment. Then you allow it. Fun and entertainment. Ways and means. And you just let that go. So there's only ever one thing to be working with, and it's your consciousness. It is your thinking. So see how you're thinking about yourself. What you're thinking about yourself. And always know that you're lovable, worthy, deserving, and that you matter. You have to start with those items. Here again, if you don't have a clear consciousness on those, then what the demonstration that you make is not going to be clear. It's not going to be clear. So we say that this power is coming down. We'll call it the cosmic power or the law. You can call it anything you want. But here it's coming down, and it has to go through this filter. Well, if this filter's all clogged up, how much do you think is going to get through? Not very much. So you make a little demonstration, and sometimes, oh, well, and then most people settle for that and think, oh, isn't that amazing? Clean the filter so it can zap the thing to you. Clean the filter. You've cleaned the filter enough, all of you, that you can do a parking space. Now clean the rest of the filter so that you can do everything else that you want. So that you can do everything else that you want. And that's all it is cleaning it out. Cleaning it out so that this power can come through you and do something. God can only do for you what God can do through you. Through your consciousness. I know some people think, oh, it's through the body. Well, yes, it's through the body, but it has to come through the consciousness. It has to come through your crown chakra. Zoop down. But that this vessel must be clear and clean without the doubts, without the negations, without all that other stuff that your mind wants to throw up to you. That you're not good enough. That you're less than. That you'll never make it. The harder I work, the further behind I get. The whole thing doesn't seem to make sense to me. Life doesn't make sense to me. I am doing all this work and nothing is happening. Because your filter is filthy. Your filter is filthy. Doesn't everyone here in the summertime and in the winter, if you have an air conditioner, it has a filter, you know how dirty it gets. You have to take it out for the air to really flow, right? Same way with the furnace, you have to take it out, the filter. You have to take that filter that's in here out and dip it, clean it, so that you have a clear filter for the power to work through, so that it gives you exactly what you want. So that it gives you exactly what you want. I can tell you that it's constantly wanting to do that. And it's certainly trying very hard to do it. But it can't get through the filter. It can't get through the filter. Have you ever had an air conditioner? And you say, oh, well, this thing ain't working anymore. If you can hear it working, you can do it, but nothing's... Oh my, look at this, the filter's filthy. You do the, doesn't it work perfectly? Yes. Think of that with your mind. Remember we used to do the thing, take your mind out and wash it. And then put it back in.
I've actually had to turn the thing off and wait for the ice to melt before I could get the filter out and then...
Because the filter was so dirty, it stopped the whole thing up.
Well, yes. Condensation, it just throws
yes.
up.
Yes. So think of that when you're... doing your mental treatment, think of what you want and do that. But always we must start with the idea that we're worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that we matter. With that, let's do our matter.
Folks.
I really, really matter. Yay!
Yes.
And you matter.
You must know that. And then things happen. I'm sure as soon as... Then the phone started to ring again.
It was that evening.
Yes.
My buddy called me up and said, I need some help.
Yes.
And I said, so do I.
Yes, so plan it.
Start tomorrow. And I said, okay. And I had an audition first. I went to that, and then I went and started working.
Can I tell a little bit of background on the story here? So the young man there calls me, complaining. And he says, nothing's happening, and the phone is not ringing. Mm-hmm. I said to him, no, it's not going to, because you're putting that out there. Stop saying the phone is not ringing. That, you see, it's very sensitive, this thing we're talking about. And I said, oh, I don't want the phone to ring. I can make my phone stop anytime I want to. That's the easiest thing in the world to do. I can also make it ring whenever I want to. That's the easiest thing in the world. So if your phone's not ringing, you want clients and you want work and so forth, you have to sit there and think, the phone's ringing all the time. People are always offering me jobs. Jobs just keep coming to me. And money keeps rolling in. But you judge by appearances, and people say, yes, but it's not ringing. And it's not going to ring. You see? Because they're judging by appearances. And they think that that is real. The only thing that's real is your consciousness. And in your consciousness, you were saying, the phone is not ringing. Mm-hmm. Therefore, I don't have a job, and I must be off, and I must be mean, and I'm running out of money, and I should have never came here. And this should have da 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 da. And now your mind just did GM, and you say, but the phone's not ringing. You always get back what you're putting out. But in here, in your thinking, in your consciousness. In your consciousness. Is anyone here not clear on that?
It's frightening clear.
Yes.
Because it becomes like every monitoring. You have to monitor your thoughts every minute. And it's wow. No, I didn't say that. This is what I want. And it's constant, every minute. And that's the work.
Yeah, that is the work. And that's the whole idea of this thing. You must become a witness to your thinking. You must become a witness to your thinking, and you must be able to correct your thinking. Remember, you must learn to think the thoughts that you want to think and learn to feel the feelings that you want to feel instead of letting things just randomly come through your mind. Now, look at it as a nice game instead of a hard chore or anything, and start playing the game of life with it. And then you'll say, oh my, look what I've done, da da, and I can change this. And then your mind will readily change for you. It will let go of all that stuff. You see? But have fun with it. Say, I know how to do this. I know how to change my thinking. That's all we're doing. You can't change conditions, but you can change consciousness. And when you change consciousness, conditions change. It's always from the inside to the outside. There's only ever one problem. A God problem, and God is consciousness. A love problem, but God is love. Name one problem that you have, and I will be able to correct it for you. When you asked earlier, what? And he didn't say no. Always is going to boil down to self-love. It's going to boil down to self-love. And it's going to boil down to having enough confidence in yourself to allow yourself to have what you want. And that's the problem. You cannot allow yourself to have what you want because you either think that you're not worthy, deserving, lovable, and you don't matter, or this horrible Christian idea that you're going to take it away from somebody else. You're not going to take it away from anybody. There's more than enough for everybody, and your good is your good. It is there just for you. Just for you. You can slice the pie any way you want it, and you're always going to get the biggest piece. And everyone's going to get the biggest piece. According to their consciousness. According to your consciousness. That's why the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. The rich are rich because they're rich in consciousness. The poor are poor because they are poor in consciousness. In consciousness. That's why you cannot give a poor person money. They cannot handle it. Because they have no consciousness of it. Mm-hmm. No consciousness of it.
Is this what they mean by God willing?
Oh.
That the consciousness is...
I always dislike that.
No kidding.
Because that's a leftover. Mm-hmm. And we know you grew up in a church when you say that.
Mm-hmm.
Baptists, no?
Well, a bunch of them.
Yeah. Because the Baptists used to say,
the Catholic, so
God willing,
every
and
other church.
God willing, and the creek don't rise.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And there's always this confusion going on. Is it my will? Is it God's will? Is it my will? Is it God's will? Is it God? Does God really want me to have this? Well, maybe he doesn't want me to have this. Well, maybe... God wants you to have exactly what you want to have. Your will is God's will. God's will is your will. You, if you say, I have a will and God has a will, what is that? Absolutely, it's separation. The next thing, people, that gets you into trouble. Every time it gets you into trouble because you want to separate it because that little race mind out there is so insidious. You learned that as a child about the will of God. And you're like, oh, I hope God likes me. And oh, I hope it's well. And God always likes you. Forget it. God, that's a given. God always loves you. God always likes you. Your will is God's will. God's will is your will. So go for what you want. Your mind is saying to you, well, what does God want me to do? God wants you to do what you want to do, and then God will come and back you up in that. And it is God's will. People talk about, well, I guess that career didn't work, wasn't God's will. That career didn't work because you didn't change your consciousness. It had nothing to do with God. You cannot blame God for anything. Give that idea up, that God is to blame for anything.
Okay, so today on satellite, I was listening, and they were talking about, oh, so where is, the subject was that thing in Virginia, but basically it was like everybody asked the question, well, where was God? And the answer of the host was, that would have nothing to do with God. God's not doing any of that, but people are responsible for what they do. So if you want, God's not responsible for any of it. So when you're talking about your will is God's will, and I'm not putting myself, I'm wondering, because I thought I got it clear, and now I'm a little confused about, because are you saying that, obviously, this guy was sick. I don't have to worry about what the contest is. He's had a problem. So, was that his will to do that? And so, that's God's will? So, I'm kind of a little confused about that right now.
Well, first of all, you can't do anything without using God. So, yes, the guy was God. And yes, the people he killed was God. And yes, the gun was God. And yes, the bullets were God. It was all God. Was it the will of God? Who? No. Never the will of God. But we have free choice. And in that free choice, he made the wrong choice. And you can make the wrong choice, and God is not going to say to you, you made the wrong choice. Because this is called an immutable law, which we do not understand, but we know how to use it. We do not understand what electricity is. No one knows what electricity is. We just know that it's electricity. And we know how to use it. But we also know that electricity can light the room or it can electrocute you. Same thing with this thing we call God. Same thing. And that's why these things happen, because you have choice. You used it in the wrong way. You used it in the wrong way. Does that help you?
Well, it helps me because when I think about the guy, I think, he's God. Part of him is God, or he is God, and that he just...
But his mind was separated.
His mind can't be separated. Now that would be separation. Let me see if we can clear this up.
I think he was just freaking crazy.
He could have been crazy. That's absolutely right. But there's no two minds. There's only the mind of God working in as and through each one. We are all individualized expressions of that one mind. And we are using this power that we call the law of attraction. And anyone can use it, and you can use it correctly or incorrectly. And he used it incorrectly. He used it incorrectly. The will of God, this whole idea, confuses everybody, causes a lot of grief in people. So from now on, know that the will of God for you is only good and always good. And go on from there. But God is not to say, my will is for you to be a lawyer and you to be a nurse and you to be a bum and you to be this. Those are individualized choices that people make with their personality. They make those. You see, you're not your personality. But people get confused. They think of their personality and they think of their mind. So the mind says kill. Oh, okay. Okay, they do it. The will of God is always for good. Always for good for you. So don't do that. My will, God's will and all. You're causing separation. The little trick the mind likes to do to you. To keep you, because if you don't get something, you say, well, it must not have been the will of God.
So the will of God, anything that we want, we can have, as long as it doesn't do harm to others and serve the
good.
Always
for the best of all concerned.
Always for the best of all concerned. But we can make a choice to not use it for the best, and that comes down to the God problem you talk about, and knowing that we're worthy, deserving, lovable, and we matter.
Yes, yes.
Because if we don't know that about us,
yes,
nobody else does, so he could kill 32 people because they didn't matter either.
And now they'll do great big things. I haven't watched any of this. Somebody mentioned to me, and I said, stop, I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
But bits and pieces I know, so but I don't know the whole story. But I can tell you, I saw that they were going to do a whole... whatever these things are called. And they'll discover, yes, that he was a loner or whatever he was. Mm-hmm. But the problem is going to be he didn't think he was worthy, deserving, lovable, and that he mattered. Otherwise, he would have not have done this. He would have known. So you can't let your mind talk you out of those things. You have to know that every day. Every day you get up, you have to know, ha ha, wonderful day, I matter.
Simple.
It Yes, simple. And not worry about all the other stuff. And then turn it over and say, okay, I'm connected to God, and here's what I'm going to do today, and here's what I need today, and here's what I want today. Mm-hmm. And it'll all just, it just comes that way. The same way with the hydrogen peroxide.
Right.
There it was on the internet, or the whatever this, the computer. Now that's not a coincidence. That is, God doesn't shout down from heaven, you know. God doesn't have a voice except this voice that you hear now. It's the only voice there is. Your voice is the voice of God. There's no other voice going on. So you have to do that. And you have to use it for yourself. But know those four things. Embed them. Like Ernest Holmes said, if it takes a million times, do it a million times. But do it religiously every day. Until your mind accepts it. All we're ever trying to do is convince ourselves. All we're ever trying to do is convince ourselves, I'm okay. I'm lovable. I'm deserving, worthy, and I matter. And then you convince yourself that that is true. I'm not sick. I'm wealthy. I'm wealthy beyond means. Now, you have to sit and convince yourself of that. So nothing pops up and says, no, you're not. No, you're not. You don't have enough money. No, you're not. No, you're not. You have to know that. You have to do those things. Convince yourself. And you have to become what you want. You have to become that. You have to become that.
Regardless of the circumstances, because the circumstances are transitory.
There's right? No such thing as circumstances. They are transitory. They're an illusion. You cannot do anything with circumstances. The only thing you can do something with is that consciousness of yours. So, don't let your mind keep trying to wiggle out of it.
I hear you.
Yeah, because you're a wiggler. You love to wiggle out of it, and you think it's smart to do that. And it's not smart because look where the hell it gets you every time. Look where it gets you every time you try that. Don't do it to yourself. Don't. Learn those things. Use that. Across the board, always, it's going to work. It's going to work. And don't let your mind talk you out of it. Remember, you must be a lawyer. And you must argue with your mind like a lawyer in front of a judge. And you must make sure that you always win. You must always win. The mind is clever. Your mind is clever. And it can do all that. Don't let it do that to you. Because it's not getting you what you want. It's cute, but that's about it. And that won't get you a subway token. Something?
Well, I was thinking about worthy, deserving, and so that when I think of worthy, I am worthy of, you know, getting and receiving. And,
yes.
But then really worthy is, all of a sudden it dawned on me, the worthy of being God. Because you said that, and I'm like, whoa, that's a big worthy. I mean, there's two different worthies. And I'm like, oh, worthy of being God. Okay, wow. That's an embrace in all itself.
Isn't that wonderful? And that's the conclusion that you must come to. I am worthy to be God. I am worthy to represent God here on this plane of action.
Because who else would?
Absolutely, there's nothing
else. Right, but worthy, meaning, yeah. I think you're worthy as my friend, and but then worthy of you being God, you got to wrap your arms around that. I have to wrap my arms around that.
But it's an expression of God, right. A unique, individualized expression of God.
Yeah.
But that was, well, I was like, whoa.
as opposed to merely being worthy of God's attention.
See, if you you have to know that, otherwise you cause separation.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And
that's probably one that I see in any teachings that most people don't think they're worthy of the God part.
Oh no, they don't.
The perfectness of
told that.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh my God.
If you were told that, they would be afraid everyone would go out of control.
We're told we're miserable sinners.
Yes. That way we can have control. So, yes, learn that. Learn that every day. All that you are is God. But you are not all that God is. That's where the power comes from. When you know that, then the phone rings and all the things start to happen for you. And they start to happen for you. Till then, no. Because your consciousness, the filter in it, is clogged up. The filter in it is clogged up. So instead of ever trying to fix anything else, sit down first and fix yourself. And get your consciousness working, and then the rest of the stuff will work. We're an extension of our consciousness, and you cannot hide your consciousness. I know everyone's consciousness in here.
Maybe we ought to have a one-on-one.
But that's easy. Anyone can do it. Your consciousness is always showing. It is always showing. And people think, oh, I can hide this or I can hide that. You can hide. You can't hide that. Mm. It's there, showing all the time. And it's that is what's doing everything. That's what's keeping you from what you want, and that's also giving you what you want. So correct your consciousness. Correct your consciousness. And make it bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger all the time. You just have to keep doing that for yourself. Seeing yourself with more. Always see yourself with more. Not less. More, more, more. You think God sees less, less, less? God sees more, more, more. And we cannot see to the end of this universe, because there is no end. It just goes on and on and on, which is hard for our finite mind to comprehend. But it's always more, more. And here again, if you in your mind, when I say more, ask for more, more please, your mind says, oh, you're a little greedy, or that doesn't sound quite right, or I must not be a nice person if I want more all the time. You've got to get that out of your consciousness. You've got to get it out of your consciousness. And you've got to say, I'm worthy of this. I'm worthy. And I can handle it. I can handle it. Tell God that. Go ahead, sock it to me. I can handle it. Bring it on. Bring it on. You see, you can talk to God that way. You don't always have to be in your knees. You can talk to God that way. But you have to know that you deserve it and that you can handle it. A lot of people say, oh, I wouldn't want to be wealthy. I wouldn't know what to do with all that. Oh, money makes me nervous. Mm-hmm. Give it to me. I take nervous. To me. You see? It's in your mind. It's in your consciousness. Everything. Well, when you're doing that and stretching your consciousness, cleaning out your filter, take time to sit down and really do that and say, what am I thinking here? What is coming up for me? And then clear it out. Clear it out. And get rid of all the pettiness Get rid of all the pettiness. That means jealousies, grudges, hates, resentments, all that garbage. Mm-hmm. And totally forgive yourself. Totally forgive yourself. People are still punishing themselves for something they did when they were 3 years old. And they now I have to punish myself the rest of my life. Or people found out what I did when I was 3, they wouldn't like me. You were 3 years old. You are not that person anymore. You're not going to do that. You have to clear that stuff out of your consciousness. That is also clogging you up. If this power has to go through all your past to get to the present, how do you expect it to have a clear thing out there for you to really be able to manifest?
So that's with, you know, doesn't matter if you're 3 or 43, you know, if lots of people think if they really knew who I was, they wouldn't like me, or they wouldn't trust me with their money, or whatever the case may be, that is all self-denying.
Yes.
And it blocks God, right?
Yes, absolutely. It blocks it blocks the cosmic power, this thing that we call the law. It blocks it from really flowing through you because it's run into resistance. So you get rid of that resistance.
Is that where, that's why you don't have any shame?
No, you don't have shame. Who has shame? That's a man-made thing.
Right.
Look at an animal. Do you think an animal's ever ashamed of what it does?
No, they lick themselves. It's all good.
Right in front of anybody.
They're not ashamed at all. They're not ashamed. No, we teach them to be ashamed. Don't do that, Bobby. Shame is just a learned thing. Mm-hmm. Don't have that. Get that out of your consciousness. Learn to fall in love with yourself. Across the board, love yourself, forgive yourself.
Mm.
And know that you are part of God. And if you're part of God, you have to be worthy, loving, deserving, and then you have to matter. You see? That's convincing yourself. And you have to do that, of course, as many times as you have to, till you no longer do it anymore. How long will it take me to do this? Till you don't have to do it any longer. That's how long. So you don't have to do it any longer. Now, you can make up your mind. How long is it going to take? You say, you're the one that's going to set the time limit. Why are you going to set the time limit?
Get her done.
Because there's no time in the mind of God. There is only the now. There is no time in the mind of God. So if you say it is done now, it is done now. But if your mind says, well, you know, it's going to take you a week to get over that one, it's going to take you that. We do that all the time. 3-day cold. I have a 3-day cold. Take me 3 days. Well, I think I'll do it in a day and a half. Okay, you can do it in a day and a half. You see, when you get these things, if you get a cold, I don't get colds. It's one of my affirmations, by the way. Mm-hmm. I don't get colds. I don't get colds. Now, if I did get a cold, I would say, what am I thinking in my consciousness that is congested that I got this cold? I would clear that up, and then I would say, this cold is gone. I've learned all I can from it. I've learned all I can from it. And it would go. So if you're punishing yourself for the last 30 years for something, say, that's enough. That's enough. I'm not going to do that anymore. I've done it. You've served your time, people. You've served your time. Now let yourself out of jail. You're the only one that can do that. We always become our own jailers. No one else is doing that. And if you're walking around thinking that somebody's going to be thinking things of you, they're not, I can assure you. They're thinking of themselves. you know. You're not that important that people are thinking about you. They're thinking about themselves.
I've noticed since you said be bold and feel good a couple days, and I'm like, no, I want to feel well. I need some healing and healthy. And because I don't want to be feeling horrible. So I practiced that in the last, you know, week. But I notice when I'm practicing this teaching the most, when I'm more conscious of it and more present, my relationship with my partner is a lot better. I mean, like all of a sudden I find love instead of picking, nitpicking things. And every time I think I'm nitpicking, it's like, what about me? What about me don't I like? Because it's easy to project it onto her. And I'm telling you, it's like this teaching is like, it shows me that all the time.
We're always looking in a mirror. Nothing is happening on the outside of life, people. It's all happening in your consciousness. We are living, moving, and having our being in our consciousness. What you see on the outside of life is an extension of your consciousness. When you see somebody else, you're not seeing somebody else. You're seeing yourself. Because we are all one. We are all one. Rhoda said a wonderful little thing. She said, you know, Dallas, when I don't love myself, nothing happens. And she said, as soon as I start to love myself, things start to happen. The phone rings. You have to love yourself. If you don't love yourself, you don't want to be around your own self. Who wants to be around you? Do you want to be any more around those people? Do you want to be around people that are depressed and mean and ugly and hateful and all that psychological babble that people want to go through? No, you don't. No, you don't. Give it up. It's a big hoax, you know. It is. Just a big hoax. You have to give that up. I had a race mind thing. The first time I've ever seen this bumper sticker. And it said, Israel is the land. That God gave the Jews. That's in the Bible, Moses. That is why we're having all the trouble in the Middle East. Because they're bound and determined that they are the chosen people. And that land, God gave it to them. God doesn't show favorites. God doesn't show favorites. And I'm not saying take that away from them. I'm saying let's get a bigger, better idea here. Let's know that first of all, we don't own anything. We're just using everything that's here. Because when we go, it stays and we keep right on going. So to say this is mine and this is my land and this is my country and this... first of all, everything belongs to God. Everything is God. And everything will eventually go back to God. Everything dissolves. The pyramids one day will completely be gone, but they will go back to God. We all go back to God. So what I am trying to say here is, we have all these religions, and they have so many traditions, and the Jewish people certainly have a lot of traditions. And traditions get you in trouble every time. They are nice, but you have to realize why they were used and not use them over and over for other things. Everyone on this planet, God gave this planet to everybody. And he didn't say, now the blacks live in Africa and the Jews live in Israel and this lives over here and that lives over here. No. We are all one. We are all one. The whole idea of race has to be eliminated from our consciousness, from race mind. We love to say the races, and we love to separate people by race. They have discovered biologically that you can't do that. We're all absolutely alike. It has nothing to do with our skin color. We're all made exactly the same. So we have to give up those ideas that there are Jews and Christians and Arabs and this and that and that. And what I guess I'm trying to say is, we have all these religions, especially in the Middle East, where all, you know, the major four religions of the world started in the Middle East. There's all that knowledge, all that, and all these priests and rabbis and all this. Why can't they think past this? Why can't they think past this?